Christmas is it? Oh, what does this dweeb want now? Hmm? Really? Wait, everyone gets to bunk with their friends and I end up with the biggest nerd in class? There's no way you were assigned to this room. Prove it. The evidence is sufficient, unfortunately. God, you really need to grow a spine. I'm here insulting you the moment you rear your head, and all you can do is apologize for being a wimp. No, it's fine. I'm just kidding. It's just for one night anyway. Water under a bridge, water off a dog's back, or more like a fish out of water. What are you doing? I swear, if you're coming in for a hug, I'll kick your ass right back out that door. Rule one, no touchy. What even makes you think you could? First, ew, you're sweaty. Second, don't make me laugh. Look, I'm just not the hugging type, alright? What's wrong with that? Some people can tolerate such behaviors. I, for one, cannot. No, of course I... Just get changed already, will you? It's late and I want to head to bed. The hell? There's only one bed. That can't be right. What kind of spare dump did they shove us in? No, we won't and cannot make do with this. This is ridiculous. No, you are not sleeping on the floor if I have anything to say about it. And trust me, I do. Besides, they just use it as an excuse to expel me, finally.
One more slip up, Jessica, and we are going to have to let you go. The only reason you're still here is for your impeccable grades.
Then again, if there was word that I made the meek kid sleep on the hardwood floor, then I go bye-bye. And you do not want me to go bye-bye, am I right? You won't sleep in the bed if I sleep on the floor. What? And then you'll wake up in agony from being on the floor, and it will be my fault, right? Because I got the bed. Jesus, how much of a meanie do you size me up for? Now that I think of it, I've said as many words to you in the last few minutes I have in the entire lifetime I've known you. But that also makes me wonder, have you always been such a pain to work with? You're really gonna be like this, huh? Fine. It's settled then. We'll both sleep in the bed. Oh, wait, now you wanna protest. Get in the bed, dumbass. Nuh-uh, no backing out now. Get in, or I'm forcing you in. Look away, I need to change my shirt. If I so much as hear the very turn of your head, I'm going to make you do a 180 with your neck, okay? Okay, rule two. Listen close, because it's real similar to rule one. No touching. Surprise. What? I know you haven't. It's a precautionary measure. Precautionary? I say it funny. What? Seems like you've piped up a little for such a cowardly individual. Yeah, that was a kick. And you can get another one if you keep it up. I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. Complimenting someone after they get physical with you? What is wrong with you? Maybe you're dense in the head, and that's your problem. Whether or not my legs feel nice has nothing to do with this. Stop being a weirdo. You never felt a girl's legs touch you before? You know, other than when you get stood on, you big nerd. Now, go to bed. I'm not kidding. Go to bed. Not another word out of you. I'm exhausted after the journey, and to pass out into dreamland would be mighty fine right now. Was that your phone? It's rude to keep it on at night, you know. A text from an unknown number. Good for you. It says, thank you for the compliment. Well, whoever sent that must have mistaken you for someone else. Now go to sleep. You're gonna reply? I mean, go ahead if you really can't stop yourself. About that. Fine, I'll answer your stupid question. I got your number from some girl in her class, if you really have to know. It's easier to type words on my phone than to say them. Oh, the girl who gave me the number? She had it for that group project, I think. Didn't even think twice about handing it over, actually. I guess that's just how little she bothers. Didn't even question it. I mean, that's kind of a running theme with you, isn't it? People don't care about sleeping in the same room as you. Heck, nobody even stops me from picking on you. Are you... I didn't mean to... Hang on. Check your phone again. What do you mean? It says, don't cry, doesn't it? Just follow the instructions. It's not my aim to make you upset. It's just, you're so easy. No, I'm not trying to half-ass it. I'm just not good with words, okay? I can call you names and trip you up in the halls just fine. But do you know how tough it is to say... See? I couldn't say stuff like that out loud. Ever. Did that make you feel better? No, it's not something I'm making up on the spot. Of course that's how I feel, moron. Wait, did you just pretend to cry to get me to confess that? Oh? Manipulation in order to get me feel empathetic towards you. What an interesting hypothesis. Well, did it work out for you? You never told me you were into psychological warfare. Curious. You're starting to pull my strings now. What a foolish idiot. An incredibly cute, foolish idiot. I did say it, yeah. So what? That's life. Sometimes you just have to go for it. If you don't get what you want, you have to analyze. Did you really want it at all? Wait, now you're texting me? Don't call me adorable. There. Yes, I know what that emoji means. And if you ever show this to any living soul, I'll just don't, okay? Jeez, don't flinch. I'm not gonna hurt you. All that tossing and turning got your hair all messy. No reason. I just wanted to see your face, that's all. I'll text you why. Huh? Give you my phone? Why do you think you would be ever so worthy of that? Hilarious. Very funny. Now give me my phone back. Swiping it off me whilst pointing to the ceiling? A classic, if you will. Seriously though, cough up. No more messages? You want to hear me say it? You asked for it. Lie in the center of the bed. I think you're adorable too. Well, not too. I'm not adorable, but you are. Am I intimidating like this? Don't be scared. Now, for the sake of your safety, it would be wise to go to sleep. You will kill. I didn't say stop. You up against so many walls, and each time I'd look at those lips and think to myself, I should just do it. Kiss your dumb looking face, and I just let the moment pass again and again. And here you are, just kissing me without a care in the world. How could you forgive me so easily? I've been so horrible. This isn't some kind of revenge plot. You're really doing this because you love me. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. Would happen, that this could happen, but here we are. No, don't reach for your phone. I may not be good at expressing my feelings, but going forward, I want to try for you to get better for you. I don't want to let you down. You're so strong. And yet so fragile. And I'm so brutish and pathetic. What a strange pair. What a strange pair indeed we'll make. Let's stay like this for a bit. I can lie down against your chest, right? I want to feel more of you. You're keeping me nice and warm, making me feel comfortable without putting any effort into it. This is nice. This moment is nice. I'll keep you safe, okay? No matter what happens. I promise that I won't let anyone touch my darling.